This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we are blessed this afternoon because we've got three comedians coming in on the show. And the first one off the rank is Sam Taunton. Oh. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Who are the other two that are coming
in? The other two, I don't know. Who cares?
Who cares about them?
Yuck. Tom Ballard is the other one. And Corey White.
Yuck. I hate them both. They're terrible people.
Dreadful.
Yeah, cancel the last two, I reckon. Let's just go with this one.
We can
go
home early.
Yeah, okay, perfect. All right.
Now, I want to dissect you for a second because...
Yeah, terrific.
That's the right way to do it. You're not only apparently a great comedian.
Apparently, that's what everyone says.
A junior golf champion.
Oh, well, I was.
Well.
Yes. In another life, I used to play golf at a pretty high level growing up. I wanted to be a golf pro. Like, I wanted to do the whole thing.
Which could have earned you millions of dollars and had you travelling around the world. And now you've decided to
do comedy for free drinks. So it's a good decision.
I don't regret it.
My parents don't hate me for it every day. But look, I was never good enough, I reckon, to make it as a pro golfer. But we never know any coward,
it's like a sliding door moment.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I got on the wrong train.
I just want to ask, because we're just having a look at your bio before. Yeah. Why were you interviewing the Geordie Shore people?
Oh, yes. I was a VJ or like a presenter on MTV for 2 years. And so also being like a presenter on MTV is like not being a presenter on TV at all because no one watches it. But anyway, it's a part of it is that you would have to interview celebrities and then there was this whole...
Geordie Shore.
And then I hosted this show about Geordie Shore for a year, which was very bizarre and met all those Geordie Shore people all the weird things they do and the weird lives they lead.
One of my brothers, the other one's there. The other one does stand-up comedy and he's got a set about Geordie Shore.
No.
And he talks about where they go out, get more alt, and then one of them like throws up in the other one's mouth.
Oh.
Did you see anything?
No, but that's like nothing. Like every episode there would be like someone just like pissing on someone else and like
disgusting.
Just eating food. There'd be fights. Like it's insanity. And like I got to chat to a bunch of them and like got to know them and, you know, partied a bit with them a few times. And they're just horrific people.
Oh my
they're
God,
just people you wouldn't want to hang out with.
Absolutely. And you did.
Yeah, and they did. And no, look, I know a few of them. So no, they're good people. Oh, that was all a joke. It was a complete joke. If anyone's listening, I love them all dearly.
Sam Taunton in the studio talking about all his comedy stuff. Very funny.
I am.
Funny, hailing from the New South Wales South Coast.
Yes.
Where Jarvis Bay.
That's Jarvis where I'm from. Yeah. That's where I grew up. My Killala Bay. My dad had a boat there.
My best mate came from Killala Bay. Bay or Beach?
No, there's Killala Beach and Killala Bay, but they're like next to each other. But they're
Killala
both very
Beach
tiny.
Beach has got like one road, and if there's a fire, you're all doomed.
Oh, yeah. And there is regularly fires. Yeah, there's regularly fires down there. It gets ravaged by bushfires.
One road that goes in there.
There's actually a few. I can show you backstreets. Yeah.
Now, I just want to ask, Sam, your show at this year's Comedy Festival is called Straight from the Shoulder.
Yes.
Please explain.
Okay, so that title is named after my dad's 1988 country music album.
He won two
golden guitars for at Tamworth.
Wow. Oh,
give him the clap for that.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. On your dad.
On your dad?
Yeah. It's kind of like the thing. Like, I didn't really know what to name my show this year, and then I was just at home at his house one day, like flicking through all these albums and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'll just call it this.
Just call it that.
Also, it won an award. I figure if I name my show, maybe I'll win an award.
Yeah, it just rubs off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What a talented family. Very and unusual from the south coast of New South Wales, having so much talent.
That'd be so rude.
Oh, my God, we're going to die in bushfires here. We're all...
You're talentless.
We're all... Oh, jeez. What a show to come on.
You've scored big time with this comedy festival because you're at the Melbourne Town Hall, which is pretty prestigious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice spot to be. It's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of great shows in there. I was in there last year and it's really nice. I was just saying to you guys off air, I'm in a room near the Lord Mayor. Yeah. That's how good my show is.
And what did you say? You didn't even know who the Lord Mayor
was. I didn't know who he is. I still don't know. I
was Sally Capp. Yeah. Go and see his bloody show.
Yeah, pop down. You're metres away, Sally. I'd love to see you in there.
Pop down. Now, before we finish up, and we'll do those dates and times again, but I'm starting something today.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask all of the acts and the comedians
come in a specific
question.
Okay.
If you were told that for the rest of your life, you had to not have one ingredient that goes on your favourite pizza,
oh,
which would you go without?
Oh,
and it's for the rest of your life. You've got to order the pizza that you love the most, but you've got to, you're missing one ingredient now.
Oh.
What ingredient would it be?
That's so annoying. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just sucks. Like, why would you do that? Like, because there's no situation where that will ever happen. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not even worth wasting a thought on it. I could be worrying about other things. Like, I hate that question so much.
Yes.
And it's annoyed me. I'm annoyed now.
This is the response I wanted.
I don't know, because, like, I quite like a pepperoni pizza, like a dirty pepperoni pizza. But then if you take
the pepperoni off, then it's bruised. You just got base.
Yeah.
And who eats the base? Not when you're a gay male.
Yeah.
That went better than I thought, Sam.
Now my afternoon is ruined.
No, you were allowed to go and order your favourite pizza now.
Okay, thank God. Oh, yeah, but now the problem is now I'm going to go order and I'll be like, I'll get a pepperoni pizza. It's going to stay with me, this question. It's going to be I'm going to get triggered every time I see a pepperoni pizza and I'll be like, oh, what ingredient could I go without? And I'll be furious. I think I'm done with pizza now. I think that's what's happening. I'll never eat pizza again.
You're a funny boy. It's Sam's a secret crusade to get everyone off pizza.
Thank you so much for coming in. Your dates are Thursday 28th of March to Sunday 21st of April, 8:15 till
the end of comedy.
To win a minute.
Yeah.
At the Melbourne Town Hall. Get your tickets now.
Please come.
At thecomedyfestival.com.au. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
this
for having me, guys. It was great. Cheers.
You enjoy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.